This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
When he hits the ball, it's long gone, man. Hits it farther than Kempe can. Swings the bat like a little lead pipe. When they reach the ball, it's overripe. Say hey.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. It is Sam and Greg on this Wednesday morning. It's Juneteenth. We are officially in for the steakhouse. Good morning, Georgia.
Morning.
And a good morning to you folks, and happy Juneteenth. Everybody in Redan. You didn't expect that one.
Oh, no.
You didn't expect me to say Redan.
Over there in DeKalb.
Yeah.
Right. It's okay.
So, yeah, this is what we do around here. Those of you that are listening and don't hear Sam and I regularly Monday through Friday, we're on Saturday and Sunday mornings from 6 until 10, and we just have all kinds of fun. We just, you know, it's nonsense and reach out to folks and let you know about castings, and Noel comes in and calls everybody whoop-de-whoop and mump-de-bump, and Sam lets you know what's going on locally, and it's just a blast. You need to tune us in there. Is that pretty much covered all?
That covers it all.
Yeah, yeah. And I give you lots of insignificant information.
And we're keeping everything neat. We ain't breaking nothing. So anybody knows,
yes.
Steak and Sandra, everything's going to be right where you left it.
And we are continuing our tributes throughout the show. Willie Mays, the passing of Willie Mays. Again, just a week after us talking about Jerry West, and not long after talking about Bill Walton, these all-time greats, these icons in their sports, leaving us. And so, you know,
We
take the time slowly to acknowledge what they have done, but also how they've affected us.
Yep. And like I said, these are the people whose highlight reel starts in black and white,
ends up
in color. And you talk about the number of people who that still applies to, and it gets smaller and smaller. You're thinking about a Sandy Koufax. You're thinking about maybe Carl Yastrzemski, Richard Petty, A.J. Foyt.
Wow, like, you know, yeah, you think about these other sports too, right?
Yeah. Jack Nicklaus. I mean, the people whose video reel starts in black and white but ends in color, that number is really dwindling. But today we get a chance to really reflect on Willie Mays and his accomplishment, and they're preparing to play games that honor him, really honor the Negro Leagues. And for him, they were planning this game tomorrow night in Birmingham. Sadly, now we were told several days ago that he would not be able to attend, and last night we heard of his passing. So,
you know, the other thing about this, I guess as the thought hits me, I guess it's not. I'm gonna choose. He was the best player in the cities he played in, and he just happened to play in two cities that had two teams.
Yeah,
I mean, you can say Oakland's across the bay, but still,
one
basically
city that had three teams.
That's true. I mean, you think about that. When he was there, and of course that was the conversation, is it Willie, Mickey, or the Duke? you know, early on in New York, absolutely in San Francisco.
Yeah.
But the dude was the best player in those big cities with multiple teams when he was playing.
He commanded the spotlight. You know, he commanded the way he played the game.
Well, most people say that, and it's probably because of the injury, but most people say he was better than Mickey Mantle, right? And Duke Snyder, forget about it.
Yeah. You know, you would say that, you know, the guy who could do it all so very well.
Exactly.
And that's the thing that everybody will remark about today. And people look back, and people who haven't seen any of the film footage or maybe haven't seen it in a while will glance it here to next couple of days and will say, wow. You know, we don't get to see that kind of talent as often on a baseball field now, and that's something just totally rare, and that's why we have them up there at the top of the list.
And the stories that go along with these all-time greats, they always seem to have something that happened to him in the beginning. Willie Mays' numbers are phenomenal, but yet could be better because we know he spent time in Korea, right? So he was in the war. So when he came, much like, you know, Ted Williams, too. But when he came back, he was not playing well at all and was slumping like crazy and just was trying so hard and so hard. And as the story goes, it wasn't until Leo DeRocher came up to him and said, listen, you can go another 0 for 50. You are still going to be my center fielder.
Yeah.
And once he told him that, that's when Willie
everything
Mays became
fine, right?
Yeah, everything became Willie Mays.
Fine. You say what you will about Leo DeRocher and the way he would manage games, and he was known for getting thrown out. Like he was a
thrown out, fired.
He's a character.
Punched out.
Yeah, absolutely.
That was the original Billy Martin.
But when it comes to Willie Mays, he was a guy that really made the difference for him, and the rest you can say is a history. The way the career just took off. But
Willie never talks. Now, mind you, a lot of players didn't talk smack back then. They just didn't. But he did in a way, the way he played with a swagger. I think that was the first player that you could say had a swagger. What do we say about Hank Aaron, or what has Hank Aaron said when he's compared to Willie Mays?
Yeah.
He says, I can do everything Willie does, except my hat don't fall off. I ain't trying to look cool out there, you know?
Yeah, right.
I do everything he does. And for, you know, that the thing is, he never really... What was Hank's arm like?
He had a strong arm. It
wasn't tested. And of course, he didn't play center field, so you didn't really know. So that was the one thing I always wondered comparison.
He played right. But, you know, and that's your thing. When you play in center field, you get more opportunities for those kind of plays.
Mm-hmm.
You know, look at what Michael Harris does. Now look what Andrew Jones did here for years, right? You know, Otis Nixon, the center fielder gets the opportunity to make plays like that. He's got the biggest area to cover. And that's the thing that, you know, and whenever you see one play well, this is the kind of like the gold standard.
Exactly.
Is Willie Mays, can he do this like Willie Mays? Can he do that like Willie Mays?
Well, they still say when somebody makes an over-the-shoulder catch, he made the Willie Mays catch.
But that's just where do you line up in order to make that over-the-shoulder catch? That says something else. This guy could play a shallow field knowing that he can go back and get you if you hit it back there, you know. I mean, center fielders play it that way now. With that,
Andrew was about the only one that we saw, you know, recently,
right?
And he had that speed. But plus, those stadiums back then were cavernous.
They were like the Grand Canyon, man.
Jeez, the Polo Grounds and all that.
He had a lot of real estate to cover, man. Yeah. And Willie Mays played the kind of outfield that he had the confidence. If you hit it over his head, he was going to go back there and get it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's incredible when you think about the way they line up defensive alignments now of outfields. So, yeah, that's another thing that makes you just marvel at what this man was able to accomplish.
But what was going to happen over these few days in Birmingham was about the beginning. It was about how he started, whereas, you know, the origins of Willie Mays came from. And there were so many people. This celebration has been going on and planned for how long, Sam?
Yeah, they've been doing this for over a year. They've been planning it and doing things to the ballpark there, Rickwood Field, America's oldest baseball stadium. I think it's going to get up to around 15,000 folks. I mean, that's the most they can. There'll be more than 15,000 folks in there tomorrow night.
Really?
But I mean, that's what it would normally seat. And, you know, it's a place I grew up as a kid going to watch games. I remember watching Reggie Jackson play his last minor league game in that stadium. This was playing for the Southern League All-Stars. We're playing a game against the Kansas City A's at the time. They hadn't moved to Oakland yet. And they came and played the game, and my dad and I stood. The seats were all done. They roped off a section back on the warning track, that people could stand.
Right.
And we stood back there and watched Reggie Jackson play his last minor league game. And the next morning, the Kansas City A's left and took him with them. You know,
get on the bus, Reg.
That was the thing. You know,
was he known to be? Was he like a top prospect then? Everybody was watching. Oh, yeah. They were there to see Reggie.
He was passing through. I mean, he was passing through, and everybody in town knew it. You know, and a lot of people made some comparisons. But with him playing at Rickwood, to Willie Mays is one of the great players who had come through that ballpark. And so, and the A's in those years, we're talking late 60s, early 70s. Most of the players on those championship A's teams came through Rickwood.
Really?
Be it Raleigh Fingers.
Blue
Moon Odom, Catfish Hunter, Sal Bando. All those guys came.
Campaneris.
Yep. I mean, he was like the first one to go up. With that
Joe group. Rudy?
They all.
I think of them too. All guys on them
all the way down to Claudell Washington.
They all came
through Rickwood Field. So yep, that's so. A lot is being honored in that ballpark this week. They're gonna have they had a minor league game last night. The Birmingham Barons against the Montgomery Biscuits played last night, and they dressed in uniforms of the Negro League teams and played the game there. They're gonna have a game that today's like a barnstorming game, just a game for fun, and then tomorrow they're gonna have the major league game, and we get to see what that stadium looks like. It's all decked out and. You know, the people, you know, it's one of those events with fewer seating, kind of like the Super Bowl or March Madness, a lot of corporate, a lot of folk, you know, a lot of the, few of the local folks going to actually get into this thing. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? I mean, so that's, and that's how it is if the Super Bowl comes to town. You know, a handful of folk from town get to go because people from everywhere else got that place nailed down, right? There. And so that's kind of what's happening with this over in Birmingham. But just the excitement that...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain. all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, MIDI.com.
It creates, and now with the added, it being a tribute, a true tribute to Willie Mays, is going to make it extra special.
Sam and Greg, Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com, in for the Steakhouse right now on this Juneteenth. And in honor of that, one of the things that we talked about earlier in the show, and I'm going to say it again if you get a chance, and you haven't seen it, and even if you have seen it, it's worth a watch again. On this particular day, the Bingo Long, Traveling All-Stars, and Motor Kings, that movie. You got Billy Dee Williams, James Earl Jones, Richard Pryor, Rico Dawson, Stan Shaw. This is a great watch. And again, on this day, gives you a taste of what was going on in the Negro Leagues back then. We were hoping to get Bob Kendrick from the Negro League Museum to join us, and we still might be efforting him, but if not,
we're still working on the. He said for us to give him a shout. He said Major League Baseball Network got him tied down, which I imagine. But if we want to give him a call back here this hour, we'll get him on.
Well, now that we're in the 9 o'clock hour, I want to remind you we're brought to you by Bader Scott Accident Attorneys. Call 404-888-8888. Once again, brought to you by Bader Scott Accident Attorneys. Call 404-888-8888. There you have it.
What do you want to do next? You want to get Mr. Kendrick? I know we got Jason coming up, too.
Well, we'll just have a coin toss during the break.
Okay.
We'll figure this out.
All right.
But we'll talk to both. And listen, Jason is smooth. We talk to Jason all the time. So, okay. You know, are they up in D.C., too, by the way?
They should be up there, yeah.
Okay. Well, we'll get a weather report, too. But we'll find out what's going on. It should be an interesting 9:20 break. Stick around to find out what happens. Who we'll be talking to. Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. It is Sam and Greg on this Juneteenth. By the way, as we sit in here for the Steakhouse, I want to let you know that we are brought to you. My glasses just fell off. Brought to you by Advanced Hair, Sam. One-day treatment. Life-changing results. AdvancedHair.com. You and I don't need any of that stuff, but nice to know it's out there. Again, Sam and Greg on this Juneteenth, we are in for the Steakhouse, and been talking throughout this show about Willie Mays, the passing of Willie Mays, and on the heels of, you know, just a couple other all-time greats, icons, if you will, that have passed. What do you say about him that hasn't already been said? Well, we would be hard-pressed to find that, but what we have been talking about is the tribute that has been going on and will continue in Birmingham. The games that have been played, and we're trying to connect with some of the people, not only over in Birmingham, but some folks from the Negro League Museum, and so sparks are coming off Mr. Crenshaw's fingers, and Noel, they're trying to effort these people, and we'll let you know. In the meantime, Noel, do you think that if we dialed up Mr. Longshore really quick while we have this opportunity, he could let us know and get us ready for tonight? We got Atlanta United versus D.C. That pre-kick is at 6:30, kick at 7:30, and we've done some pivots here, and Jason has been very, very kind with us, and so hopefully we can get him to come out here because we thought we had Bob, but again, when it comes to Sam and Greg or Major League Baseball, unfortunately, we take a backseat to them, and we understand. We completely understand. So again, we are trying to reach out to those folks and see if we can we can get Jason to come out here because, again, listen, the conversation that we had, the last game was kind of a push. They got two goals. They came back and got that last one late. But we haven't had a positive conversation about this Atlanta United team in a minute.
Yeah. And they had another player, Edwin Mascara, who's going to be out now 3 to 4 weeks with a meniscus. So we got another player that's been a valuable player for this team. He's going to be sidelined for a time. And then, of course, everything went official with Giakoumakis this week. We already knew that he was going to be going with his transfer. He's going to the team in Mexico. That became official this week. So we know we're out of Boom Giakoumakis. We won't get that. But we want to get a chance to hear Mike Conte give some positive calls for some goals. And that's what we hope we get to hear tonight.
All right. I think we have Mr. Longshore.
Okay.
And Sam just got through talking about, well, it became official, no more Boom Giakoumakis. But, hey, you never know when there's another positive call coming out right around the corner. But, Jason, we started off by talking about we just kind of feel sorry for the Atlanta United fans and you who have had just this, I don't even know how to describe the season, but not many positive conversations when you've come down and joined us every week.
No, it's sports, man. I mean, it's crazy in how this year has gone with injury, with just a loss of form from too many guys at the same time. Just one of those things that it's hard to quantify because, as we've talked about kind of all year long, the underlying numbers, when you dig into statistics, they're better than the record is. But the record is what defines you as a team, and that's the part that's got to change. You know, you get a 2-2 draw at home in a game that on Saturday night, it felt like a draw. It felt like two very even teams. And you weren't good enough at the start, and you weren't good enough to close it out to get 3 points in it. But there were some good things in that game. And I think when you start looking for positives and things to hang your hat on, what these young players are doing with Atlanta United, kids who have come up through this academy, that's something that has been really fun to watch. And we got to see a new one on the field in MLS play in this past game on Saturday, and Luke Brennan. Brennan's someone that, you know, I've had the chance to see over the years in the academy and with Atlanta United too. And what I loved about Brennan's performance on Saturday was that he played in the same way that he always plays. You know, how many times have we seen a young player or a rookie, you know, somebody who comes up and they play a little timid. They try to fit in. They try to make any mistakes. Brennan was fearless like he always is, and it was great to see alongside guys like Noah Cobb and Caleb Wiley and Efrain Morales. And that's something that, in a frustrating year, that's something that you can hang your hat on, is that these kids from Atlanta that are coming up in the Atlanta United Academy are holding their own and performing well.
Spending time on the waitfor.com hotline this morning. Great to be joined by Jason Longshore. Atlanta United taking on DC United later today. You can hear it here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Jason, talks about who is going to be rejoining this team. I know we've been gradually getting players back from serving on international, and we had some other injuries mixed in as well. Who's going to be available to us tonight?
Yeah, that's the challenge, is you've got a new one on the injury list. It was Luke Brennan who came in for Edwin Mosquera, and we found out earlier this week that Mosquera now dealing with a meniscus injury in his left knee, so he's going to be out for 3 to 4 weeks. Deion Gregersen is getting closer to being back. He could be available tonight. I'm not sure how many minutes he could give at this point. It might be one of those situations where you just ease him back into the mix, because it's been a couple of different injuries for him this season, and just another one where, you know, you bring a guy in and he started the season so well, and then he had a knee injury, and then he's had a hamstring injury, and it's just been hard to keep him on the field. And that's something that has been very disruptive this season. Those are the big ones for this week. And you mentioned it off the top, you know, it's official now with Yorgos Giakoumakis with Cruz Azul in Mexico. When the transfer window opens in about a month's time, you know, it's going to be curious to see how Atlanta United plays that situation specifically. Do you go out and get a new number 9 as quickly as you can, or do you take a little bit of time to try to get that right fit? Because you have the regular season play that runs through mid-July, and then you have Leagues Cup, which is a separate competition, which is one that we saw last year become a really big deal for Inter Miami as they went on to win it, and that put them into the CONCACAF Champions Cup this season. So there's money involved. There is a trophy involved. There's the opportunity to play internationally involved. but it can also be an opportunity to take that time in terms of bringing in a striker to get the right one. And you'd love to get it as quickly as you can, but we all know how shopping goes sometimes. You can't get that deal done as well as you'd like to. So I'm very curious to see what this summer looks like in the transfer window for Adden faces to this team.
Because of the transfer window as opposed to portal.
Yeah.
He threw me for a second, but I knew what he meant. It's Jason Longshore joining Sam and Greg.
We had a transfer portal in this sport. Good grief. Things would be way out of hand when you got guys moving country to country.
That's true. I didn't think about that.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Sam and Greg, Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. In for the Steakhouse on this Juneteenth. Atlanta United getting ready for D.C. as we talk to Jason Longshore. Tell us about this D.C. team.
It's a team that we saw a few weeks ago at Mercedes-Benz Stadium. Christian Benteke had a hat trick in that one. He has been the best player in winning aerial duels in MLS since he came to the league and joined DC United. So he's going to win some of those. There's just nothing you can do. He's a big man. He's good in the air. All right. How do you deal with it? When he wins those, one, you'd rather have him win those aerial duels 40, 50 yards from goal. Okay. You can live with that a little bit more. You don't want him getting those headers inside the 18-yard box that he can put in the back of the net. But also, when DC plays direct, they're going to play long. They're not going to try to connect passes to play little short passes to get the team forward into the attacking half. They're going to bomb it forward and then look for the knockdown from Benteke. So, okay, if he's going to win some of those, don't let them be impactful. Make him head it backwards 20 yards. Make him head it to the side and then close the ball down. Those are the ways that you can limit his effectiveness. And how Atlanta does that is going to really define how this match goes tonight, because Benteke is just such a force. He scored a ton of goals since coming to DC United. You've got to find a way to limit his effectiveness. And you don't have a great physical matchup with him with Deion Gregerson out. So you've got to find other ways. And that could be double teams. That could be putting one in front, one behind him. That could also be kind of laying off. Just don't let him turn. Don't let him get to those opportunities inside the 18. And the biggest thing for me, and I think it was maybe the biggest issue last time Atlanta played DC, is try to deny the service to him from the jump. You know, if you're not going to win the aerial duels with him because he's bigger than you, don't let those crosses come in. Don't let those passes get to him. Don't let the pass be made in the first place. That's the step here tonight, in my opinion, at Audi Field, which has been a good spot for Atlanta United over the years. You know, this is a team that hasn't been great on the road in the past couple of seasons, but Audi Field has been a spot where they've gotten results over these past 3-4 years. Need to do it again tonight.
Fantastic, fantastic. Watch and see what happens, you know, with this team. We finalized things as far as you guys are going to make the national team, as far as Caleb Wiley goes. What's an update on that?
Waiting on the Olympic rosters to come out. That competition's a little bit later in the summer. Caleb Wiley and Thiago Almada are expected to be on the U.S. and Argentina rosters for the Olympics, which will be a big deal for both of them. That will kind of take them out of action for the League's Cup and maybe the last game or two of the regular season in July before the break. Again, not ideal, but for a guy like Caleb, this is a U23 competition. Caleb Wiley is going to be one of the youngest players in the competition, and it's very exciting to have someone, you know, from Morningside who has literally grown up in the Atlanta United Academy to be wearing the U.S. uniform in that competition and representing both Atlanta United and his country.
Yeah, before I let you go, there's something big happening at the Benz. Tomorrow, talk about what we got going on in town here, man. There is a buzz.
Crazy when you say tomorrow, because I'm like, wait a minute, that is tomorrow. Argentina and Canada, the Copa America first match opening ceremony. This, I don't know. I think maybe if you're not as plugged into the soccer community or maybe the Latino community in Atlanta as well, this one might have gotten by you a little bit. It's going to be a massive game. The Copa America is the South American national team championship, but they're doing it this time around with six teams from North America, Central America, the Caribbean. So a 16-team tournament. The U.S. is in it as well. They'll be playing in Atlanta on the 27th. two games that Atlanta's hosting in this tournament, and they get the opener with the defending champions and the defending world champions, Argentina. This is a huge, huge, huge deal. Do not be surprised when traffic is crazy downtown tomorrow. Do not be surprised when all these folks are going to be wearing light blue and white striped shirts all over downtown tomorrow. The wow. world's media is in Atlanta to cover this. So it is a huge, huge game. It's going to be just an amazing spectacle. And my plane will hit the ground at about 2:30, and I will be at the Benz tomorrow night to talk about all this stuff. And we have Atlanta soccer tonight right after the game as well, here on 98.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
He just took us out. You see that? He just took us out and left us with our mics on. He said the Odyssey app.
Come on now.
Anyway, now, Jason, listen, just do what you can. Get a win tonight. This guy's up in D.C. Then he goes to another city I've been to at least a couple times, St. Louis. So it's going to be a big week for these guys.
Yeah.
It's going to be a big week. Jason, as always, we thank you. And thank you for pivoting a little bit and you know, working with us this morning. It's been it's been a little different morning. So we want to thank you.
It's what I do, man. I got you guys.
I appreciate it. Say hi to Mike Conti for us. Anyway, there you go. Jason Longshore. And want to remind you, as we are in here for the Steakhouse, we are brought to you by All Four Seasons Garage. You know that, Sam? It's all Four Seasons Garage and entry doors big enough to serve, small enough to care.
There we go.
We are going to wrap things up. Turn things over to John Fricke, top of the hour. And listen, this has been a marvelous Juneteenth. And we want to thank not only the morning crew, the morning shift, Tiffany, Mike, and Bo.
Mm-hmm.
But also Steakhouse for letting us come in here. I got to get the names right. Sam and Greg, Sports Radio.
That giant kid is great.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game at 92.9thegame.com. Sam and Greg getting ready to turn things over to John freaking top of the hour. But hey, before we go this morning, we've been reflecting on the life and the career of the late, great Willie Mays, who passed away yesterday. And they're playing a big celebration. It turns out now a big tribute to him tomorrow night when the San Francisco Giants play the Cardinals at Rickwood Field in Birmingham. And Bob Kendrick, president of the Negro League Baseball Museum, we've been trying to get him all morning
all
over the place.
Yeah, we have.
We're sticking with you. Good morning. Welcome in to Sam and Greg this morning.
Hey, good morning, guys, and thanks for hanging in there with me.
What has your last 24 hours been like?
It's been a little crazy. Now, it was hectic, you know, just with all the festivities in and around this celebration that is going to take place officially on Thursday. It became even more hectic with the sad and untimely passing of Willie Mays. Even though he was 93 years old, it still feels like Willie Mays should not die. And of course, as we continue to remember him, he will live on in our hearts and minds forever. But it got a little crazier after his passing.
Yep. To the game tomorrow night was set to honor the Negro Leagues. I feel more people are going to tune in now to see how they honor and remember Willie Mays. More people will get a chance to see the Negro League story.
And you know, it's almost poetic in some way, because we are now preparing to give him one of the most amazing memorial services of all time, with an international baseball audience tuned in to not only celebrate the history of the Negro Leagues, but remember arguably the game's greatest player. And for him to have started his career in the Negro Leagues certainly makes this story even more deeper and richer for all of us who are stewards of the history of the Negro Leagues, as I am, obviously, in my role as president of the Negro Leagues Baseball Museum there in Kansas City.
Bob, I was just asking Sam this, and I was thinking about this tribute and how it's going to grow now, and wondered if there's a stadium in Kansas City at the museum, you know, much like the Canton Football Stadium. Do you guys have one there or plan to build one there?
Well, you know, we have the Urban Youth Baseball Academy right behind the Negro Leagues Baseball Museum, and the building that the Negro Leagues were formed in, we're renovating that building. There's a little miniature baseball diamond, and of course the stadium that was in Kansas City has been torn down years ago where the Negro Leagues played. Mm-hmm. But we'll definitely find some fitting way to also celebrate the legacy of Willie Mays.
That's why I asked you, because as you talked about pivoting and making this now this incredible tribute to him, there's going to be a whole lot more people that are going to want to be a part of it. You mentioned international, and there's only so many seats at the stadium in Birmingham. Is there a consideration, or will there be conversations about, okay, let's do what we're doing this weekend, but then let's partner with somebody, Negro League Museum and others, and do it in a bigger stadium, maybe down the road somewhere?
Well, I cannot imagine that they won't do something in San Francisco. You know, even with everything that's going on here, and I was just in San Francisco a couple of weeks ago, had a chance to get into the clubhouse, talk to the young athletes, to help them understand just how historic this event was. It's not one of 162 games. You know, Major League season is a grind, but this is more than just one of 162 games. They are, in essence, making history. Now that history takes on an even deeper meaning with everything that has transpired, because a fallen giant in Willie Mays, who was a fixture there at the ballpark, you know, before his health started to decline. And so I'm sure the Giants, but I'm sure all 30 major league teams will do something in honor of Willie Mays. So this celebration of his life will continue, I'm sure, throughout this season. And of course, we've got the All-Star game coming up in July, and I would imagine that there would be something done specifically, you know, as we celebrate him at the All-Star game, considering he had, I believe, 24 All-Star appearances.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Sam.
24 All-Star appearances. We're spending time on the waitfor.com outline. Bob Kendrick, he's over in Birmingham. He is the president of the Negro League Museum, and you can follow him. He is social at NLB Imprez. At NLBMPREZ. I'm a native of Birmingham. I grew up going to Rickwood Field. They've upgraded that facility to Major League specs for this game. What if something could take place there on an annual basis? National high school tournament or a national something that brings people back to this facility that has been upgraded?
Well, I tell you what, Sam, I wish you could see this ballpark, man, because you've got something to draw from. You saw it before. Now, they didn't mess with the structural integrity of the stadium, but what they've done in transforming this field to make it Major League ready is absolutely incredible. The city of Birmingham is going to be left with a great, well, it's a monument, it's a shrine, but it's an active shrine. And you're right, it begs for something significant to happen, whether it's a high school tournament or HBCUs coming in to play there, whatever. We need to make sure that there's something that is significant happening on an annual basis. And what a perfect way to honor the Birmingham Black Barons and its greatest player, Willie Mays, even though he was just 17 years old when he played for the Barons.
Yeah.
He hadn't even scratched the surface of his greatness, but you saw something in this kid from the day that he walked out on the field as a 17-year-old playing with grown men. And I was doing an interview earlier this morning, and I said, even if you weren't a fan of baseball and you came to a game and you saw Willie Mays on the field amongst all the other players, you're going to pick him out and say there's something different about him. Just the way his movements were, everything kind of exuded excitement. It was going to capture your attention. And that's what he gave us. And that's why it's hard to be sad when you say Willie Mays' name, because he just elicited so much joy for so many fans who admired the way he played the game and how he conducted himself off the field.
Yeah, the first player with swagger.
Yeah.
That's it. The first player with swagger. I want to ask you before we let you get out of here is, what should Major League Baseball do? Should or would you like to see them do? Meaning Hank Aaron's got an award. How does Major League Baseball, not the Giants, not the Negro League Museum, how does Major League Baseball honor Willie Mays going forward? What do they give him? What do they slap his name on?
You know, it'll be interesting to see, but I can rest assured that the commissioner and all of those folks there at MLB are already thinking about how they do something significant to remind us of the greatness of Willie Mays on an annual basis. Because that's what baseball does. And I think baseball does it better than any other sport because it's the most romanticized of all the sports. You know, we'll forever, for those of us who got a chance to see these. And for those who are listening who may not know as much about Willie Mays, Google him and look at the images of him walking the streets of Harlem, playing stickball with the kids. That's why he became this icon. So I have no doubt that MLB will do something, and the wheels are likely turning right now as we speak in terms of something monumental to make sure that Willie Mays is never forgotten.
Greatest picture, Sam. I wish I could get it framed. I can't pull it from life because it's right in the crack, too. But it's a picture of him in Harlem, like he just, Bob just described, playing stickball, but in front of his pink Cadillac.
Yeah.
It parked in Harlem. All these kids looking at the Cadillac, looking at him, and Willie's taking a swing. Shirt tucked in. Look, and they did it in color. It is a great picture. Love to get that one.
Bob, we appreciate
it. You know, it's so funny because we just 2 days ago, we announced the fact that he is in the video game MLB The Show, and you can play the video game at Rickwood Field with Willie Mays as a Birmingham Black Baron.
Wow.
It's almost poetic.
That is fantastic. Bob, you are the custodian and the keeper of the history of the Negro Leagues. That's an awesome responsibility that you have, and this is a time when people are really after you a lot, but we appreciate you spending some time with us here this morning.
Yeah, thank you, sir.
Guys, it's my pleasure. Thank you again for hanging in there and allowing me to be on the show.
All right. Enjoy Birmingham.
Okay, guys. Appreciate you.
There you go, Bob Kendrick. You got to get down. Everything that you've heard this morning makes me believe you want to get back home for a weekend, a little bit of time.
I'd love to be over there this week. Even if I didn't get into the game, I want to go to the game, but obviously my cousin's going to get to go. But just to be in the city and the buzz and the atmosphere and the excitement about it, yeah.
We talked about that earlier. I just asked Bob this. Now that you've had a little bit of time, if you've thought about it, what award would you like to see? A present award, maybe renamed, for Willie. Or what award would do him justice?
Yeah, no. And the get MVP, you got, so many awards that already have.
Is there an All-Star Game MVP?
They
have been renamed.
Renamed. I don't know if there's a name on the All-Star Game MVP award. That could be one.
Because, Hank was in 24 too, right?
Yeah.
So, but he's got silver slug.
Yeah, he has his award. He got his award for the overall offense. You guys, so yeah, maybe that's one that could go for me.
Yeah, I'm just thinking about it. Hey, by the way, we are here for the steakhouse, and in this 9 o'clock hour, brought to you by Advanced Hair. One day treatment, life changing results. AdvancedHair.com. Listen, we want to thank Noel. Everybody was a part of the show this morning as we on this Juneteenth. Solomon Crenshaw, your cousin. Want to thank Morgan Shaw Parker, CEO and president of Atlanta Dream. Bob Kendrick for finally joining us. Jason Longshore for making the pivots throughout the show. And those of you that reached out to us during the show that listened to us on the weekends and say, hey, it's nice hearing you guys on during the week. So we want to thank everybody.
We thank you for that.
Yes, we will be back this Saturday and Sunday. John Fricke is coming up next. Noelle, any closing thoughts before we get on out of here that you want to let folks know about? She's grabbing him. We like, incorporate Noelle every chance we get.
The Dream play at 8 o'clock tonight against the Minnesota Lynx, and I would tune in to see Alicia Gray have some shutdown defense.
All right, now.
There you go. And in case you can't get in front of a TV tomorrow or Friday night, Atlanta Dream, Indiana. Tip off at 7:30. We'll have that for you here at Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. All right, Mr. Crenshaw, you and I have a big plan to go out and enjoy the rest of this Juneteenth.
Yes, do
along
it.
With Noel. For those of you, whatever you do today, make it a safe day, make it a safe holiday, and we will talk to you on a weekend. John Fricke is up next. Thank you for letting us be a part of your Juneteenth Wednesday morning. It is Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com, and take us with you on the Odyssey app.
Had a chance to get into the clubhouse, talk to the young athletes, to help them understand just how historic this event was. It's not one of 162 games. Major League season is a grind, but this is more than just one of 162 games. They are, in essence, making history. Now that history takes on an even deeper meaning with everything that has transpired because a fallen giant in Willie Mays, who was a fixture there at the ballpark, before his health started to decline. And so I'm sure the Giants, but I'm sure all 30 Major League teams will do something in honor of Willie Mays. So this celebration of his life will continue, I'm sure, throughout this season. And, of course, we've got the All-Star Game coming up in July, and I would imagine that there would be something done specifically, you know, as we celebrate him at the All-Star Game, considering he had, I believe, 24 All-Star appearances.
Yeah.
Well, go ahead, Sam.
24 All-Star appearances. We're spending time on the waitforit.com outline. Bob Kendrick, he's over in Birmingham. He is the president of the Negro League Museum, and you can follow him. He is social at NLB Imprez. At NLBMPREZ. I'm a native of Birmingham. I grew up going to Rickwood Field. They've upgraded that facility to major league specs for this game. What if something could take place there on an annual basis? National high school tournament or a national something that brings people back to this facility that has been upgraded?
Well, I tell you what, Sam, I wish you could see this ballpark, man, because you've got something to draw from. You saw it before. Now, they didn't mess with the structural integrity of the stadium, but what they've done in transforming this field to make it major league ready is absolutely incredible. The city of Birmingham is going to be left with a great, well, it's a monument, it's a shrine, but it's an active shrine. And you're right. It begs for something significant to happen, whether it's a high school tournament or HBCUs coming in to play there, whatever. We need to make sure that there's something that is significant happening on an annual basis. And what a perfect way to honor the Birmingham Black Barons and its greatest player, Willie Mays, even though he was just 17 years old when he played for the Barons.
Yeah.
He hadn't even scratched the surface of his greatness, but you saw something in this kid from the day that he walked out on the field as a 17-year-old playing with grown men. And I was doing an interview earlier this morning, and I said, even if you weren't a fan of baseball and you came to a game and you saw Willie Mays on the field amongst all the other players, you're going to pick him out and say there's something different about him. Just the way his movements were, everything kind of exuded excitement. It was going to capture your attention, and that's what he gave us. And that's why it's hard to be sad when you say Willie Mays' name, because he just elicited so much joy for so many fans who admired the way he played the game and how he conducted himself off the field.
Yeah, the first player with swagger.
Yeah.
That's it. The first player with swagger. I want to ask you before we let you get out of here is, what should Major League Baseball do? Should or would you like to see them do? Meaning Hank Aaron's got an award. How does Major League Baseball, not the Giants, not the Negro League Museum, how does Major League Baseball honor Willie Mays going forward? What do they give him? What do they slap his name on?
You know, it'll be interesting to see, but I can rest assured that the commissioner and all of those folks there at MLB are already thinking about how they do something significant to remind us of the greatness of Willie Mays on an annual basis. Because that's what baseball does. And I think baseball does it better than any other sport because it's the most romanticized of all the sports. You know, we'll forever, for those of us who got a chance to see these and for those who are listening who may not know as much about Willie Mays, Google him and look at the images of him walking the streets of Harlem, playing stickball with the kids. That's why he became this icon. So I have no doubt that MLB will do something, and the wheels are likely turning right now as we speak in terms of something monumental to make sure that Willie Mays is never forgotten.
Greatest picture, Sam. I wish I could get it framed. I can't pull it from life because it's right in the crack, too. But it's a picture of him in Harlem, like Bob just described, playing stickball, but in front of his pink Cadillac.
Yeah.
It parked in Harlem. All these kids looking at the Cadillac, looking at him, and Willie's taking a swing. Shirt tucked in. Look, and they did it in color. It is a great picture. Love to get that one.
Bob, we appreciate
it. You know, it's so funny because just 2 days ago, we announced the fact that he is in the video game MLB The Show, and you can play the video game at Rickwood Field with Willie Mays as a Birmingham Black Baron.
Wow.
And so, you know, again, it's almost poetic.
That is fantastic. Well, you are the custodian and the keeper of the history of the Negro Leagues. That's an awesome responsibility that you have. And this is a time when people are really after you a lot. But we appreciate you spending some time with us here this morning.
Yeah, thank you, sir.
Guys, it's my pleasure. Thank you again for hanging in there and allowing me to be on the show.
All right. Enjoy Birmingham.
Okay, guys. Appreciate you.
There you go, Bob Kendrick. You got to get down. Everything that you've heard this morning makes me believe you want to get back home for a weekend, a little bit of time.
I'd love to be over there this week. You'll be, even if I didn't get into the game, I want to go to the game, but obviously, right. Man, my cousins don't get to go. But just to be in the city and the buzz and the atmosphere and the excitement about it. Yeah.
We talked about that earlier. I just asked Bob this. Now that you've had a little bit of time, if you've thought about it, what award would you like to see? A present award, maybe renamed, you know, for Willie. Or what award would do him justice?
Yeah, no. And the Beget MVP, you got, you know, so many awards that I already have.
Is there an All-Star Game MVP? Renamed.
Renamed. I don't know if there's a name on the All-Star Game MVP award. That could be.
Yeah.
That could be one.
Because, I mean, Hank was in 24 too, right?
Yep.
So, but he's got his silver slug.
Yeah, he has his award. He got his award for the overall offense. You guys, so yeah, maybe that's one that could go for me.
Yeah, I'm just thinking about it. Hey, by the way, we are here for the steakhouse, and in this 9 o'clock hour, brought to you by Advanced Hair. One day treatment, life changing results. AdvancedHair.com. Listen, we want to thank Noel. Everybody was a part of the show this morning as we on this Juneteenth. Solomon Crenshaw, your cousin. Want to thank Morgan Shaw Parker, CEO and president of Atlanta Dream. Bob Kendrick for finally joining us. Jason Longshore for making the pivots throughout the show. And those of you that reached out to us during the show that listened to us on the weekends and say, hey, it's nice hearing you guys on during the week. So we want to thank everybody.
We thank you for that.
Yes, we will be back this Saturday and Sunday. John Fricke is coming up next. Noel, any closing thoughts before we get on out of here that you want to let folks know about? She's grabbing him. We like, you know, incorporate Noel every chance we get.
The Dream play at 8 o'clock tonight against the Minnesota Lynx, and I would tune in to see Alicia Gray have some shutdown defense.
All right, now.
There you go. And in case you can't get in front of a TV tomorrow or Friday night, Atlanta Dream, Indiana. Tip off at 7:30. We'll have that for you here at Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. All right, Mr. Crenshaw, you and I have a big plan to go out and enjoy the rest of this Juneteenth.
Yes, do
along
it.
With Noel. For those of you, whatever you do today, make it a safe day, make it a safe holiday, and we will talk to you on the weekend. John Fricke is up next. Thank you for letting us be a part of your Juneteenth Wednesday morning. It is Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com, and take us with you on the Odyssey app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.